Jean Lushinsky is co-owner of Sage Inn in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and she's here to talk about Women's Week in P-Town that takes place October 12th through October 18th and give us her spin on her LGBT issues. Hi, Jean.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Great.
Tell us about Women's Week in Provincetown.
Well, Women's Week in Provincetown started 31 years ago with a very simple idea on how to bring more people, i.e. women, to Provincetown in October. In 1984, several women got together and started Clam Bake, that first Columbus Day weekend in 1984. After that, the Women's Innkeepers of Provincetown became an official group, and they invited all new innkeepers, the women innkeepers, to join the ranks and help out with Women's Week. The first few events began with a community dinner that today still continues, the annual golf tournament, there's a fun run, and of course there's a fabulous dance party on the last night of the week. Since then, of course, Women's Week has grown way past anyone's expectations, and we have all kinds of performers and interests represented throughout the week, intended to encourage a wide, diverse group of women and people who enjoy women's arts to come to Provincetown in this really beautiful time of the year.
How did you become involved?
Well, you become involved in the Women's Innkeepers by owning an inn, which is what we did, and we bought the inn in 2011 and opened it in 2012. But before we bought the inn, we often came to Women's Week to partake in many of the activities that drew us to Provincetown during that time of the year. So if you own a women's inn in Provincetown, you're invited to join the group, and it's a great group of women who are supportive of each other in doing business in Provincetown, and especially appealing to the interests of a variety of women from a diverse geographical range.
Tell us some of the highlights of women who will be performing this year.
There are a number of women performers, and what I want to say before I talk about the performers is that it's more than the women performers that happen during Women's Week. I mean, from music to comedy to literary events to theatrical plays to athletic events, of course, dances, culinary arts, enjoying the environment, the outdoors, art events, film events, photo workshops. So it's not just the performers, but I'm happy to talk about the performers because there are a good many of them performing throughout in many different venues throughout Provincetown. We at Sage wanted to present sort of a history of women's music, starting with one of the early women musicians, which is Alex Dobkin. And I remember Alex when I first came out and first became a feminist in the 70s, to somebody new and exciting like Pamela Means. So we wanted to cover the gamut for women to see who are our founding mothers and then who's playing today. So that's what Sage tried to do along with Michelle Crone, helped us put together the lineup. So that includes, as I said, Pamela Means, Alex Dobkin, Lucy Blue Tremblay, Barbara Higbee, Zoe Lewis, Tret Fury, are all coming to Sage. But throughout Provincetown, including in way downtown, has a number of musical groups. Rip It Up is one, Susan Goldberg is another, Sister Funk is coming to way downtown, including, of course, at the Post Office Cabaret, Chris Williamson will come back, and we've got drumming at the UU Church. Wendy Sobel will be at Recovering Hearts. June Summers, again, at way downtown. So there's a large lineup of women performers. If you talk about comedy, and that's a very large lineup as well. There's, of course, Kate Clinton leading the group over at the Crown and Anchor, but we also have Suzanne Westerhofer, Vicky Shar, Karen Williams, Mimi Gonzalez, Maggie Casella, Papa Champlain, Jenny McNulty, Christine Becker, Jackie Loeb. Comedy is highlighted during the week as well.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, needless to say, being an LGBT person, we are committed to not only our rights, but all of our friends' rights. We began, of course, many years ago, supporting the work of HRC, the Human Rights Campaign. Then, soon thereafter, we met Mary Bonato at a private party and heard from Mary then about her ideas of what GLAAD could do for something called marriage for us. And we were taken by Mary, both by her optimism and her intelligence and her hard work and the vision that she had, and soon came to realize that this would be a monumental event and would help in so many different ways gay people. So we started working, or supporting, I should say, GLAAD. We then met people from Freedom to Marry who were really promoting on a personal basis the idea of freedom to marry, and that then led us to participation in Mac equality when we realized how important it was during that campaign for marriage to keep our legislators in Massachusetts on the ball with the concept of freedom to marry. And so we continue today to support HRC, GLAAD, now Mac equality into the future.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Well, mostly I'd like it to become a non-issue. I would like for everyone to be treated equally. I'm not that naive to think that that's going to happen anytime soon, so we will need to continue to support GLAAD and Mac equality in maintaining the law of the land and in, of course, keeping government attuned to our issues. And so we know that has to continue for a while. There's a lot of maintenance to be done. When that day happens, what I'd like us to do, and I'd like to do it now, is to extend what we learned about our equal rights to other minority groups and help them achieve what gay people have achieved in the acceptance in society for differences. I think we also should help in the conversation about drawing the line between government and religion. Sometimes that line gets a little gray, and it takes a little wisdom to sort that through, because certainly we don't want to intrude on anyone's religious rights, but yet government is for the whole society, not for any one individual's belief. So that, I think, is going to be a very interesting conversation in the next few years.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
There are a number of wonderful groups out there working to help gay teenagers around this project, and I think most people know of the Trevor Project, which is doing a lot of really great work around helping teens through this stage. But I would also say locally, PFLAG, the Family of Lesbian Gays, have done a lot of work around this, and it's very important because in addition to helping teens, you need to help parents as well understand them, because that rate of suicide goes way down when there's a supportive family around. So I would suggest contact the Trevor Project, bring your parents to PFLAG, go to national health centers that are online.
How can people get information about Women's Week in Provincetown?
Well, the best way is through the internet and to go to their website. And the website is womensweekprovincetown.com. That's all one word. And there are pages of information about Women's Week as well as information about women innkeepers.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Actually, I wish people would ask why come to Women's Week or why come to Provincetown in the fall. I would then be able to roll into this whole conversation I was just having with you about how wonderful Provincetown is between Labor Day and Memorial Day. It's sort of reflected in the activities that go on during Women's Week. There's art, there's music, there's dance, there's culinary events, there's literature, there's drama, photography exhibits, and of course, the view of the ocean. We are very lucky to be here and have been protected for years at the National Seashore. I'll talk about it forever if whoever wants to know why it's best to come to Provincetown between Labor Day and Memorial Day.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
My favorite quote is, what you believe is true. It actually came from an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, Whistle Down the Wind. It's a great story about the power of self-belief or self-confidence, or if you truly believe something, you could make it true for yourself, for sure, but you could also perhaps make it true for others. And I think that goes a long way. In fact, maybe one of the suggestions I give to teenagers who are struggling is, you believe that you're a fabulous person, it is true. And that confidence is very important. It also rhymes a little bit with what our good friend and neighbor, Ellen Langer, the Harvard psychologist, has been writing about for many years, which is her theory on mindfulness. And how what you think and how you think can affect your physical well-being as well as emotional well-being. So what you believe is true. If you believe it and you work at it, it will become true.